As promised, we are joined by the head basketball coach at Penn State, recipient of the 2019 Coaches versus Cancer Collegiate Champion Award. He was named head coach in 2011. Penn State having a really nice year, 21-10, 11-9 in conference play. They're the number 6 seed in the Big Ten tourney, and they face the winner of Indiana and Nebraska. They get it on tomorrow night. We are joined by Pat Chambers. Pat, really nice to have you on the show. How are you?
Tim, how you doing, brother? Thanks for having me on.
Pat, so good to have you on. I've been looking forward to it. So the regular season, Pat, did not end the way you would have necessarily liked, but you do have a chance to reset as you get ready for that conference tournament. So what's been your message to your team in preparation for tomorrow night?
You obviously have been doing this a long time. That's exactly right. It's reset, reboot, recalibrate, new season, fresh start. What these kids did for Penn State this year, they put them on the map. We haven't been top 10 in forever. I don't even know. And we were top 25 for about 10 weeks. We were in the fight every single night. And then towards the end, I think mentally and physically, we got a little weary. We wore down. We knew we were fighting for a championship. And the kids, I couldn't ask them for enough of what they'd done throughout the entire season. So let's celebrate what we did, right? 21 wins, 11, finished tied for 5th, but 6th seed. And we have Lamar Stevens, who's been the face of the program, gets first team all Big Ten. So a lot of real positives, and we're going to punch our ticket on Sunday for sure, and that's exciting as well. But let's reboot, man. Let's have some fun in this Big Ten tournament.
Pat Chambers is joining us. I'm going to ask you about Lamar Stevens in a minute. But when you look, you had to look at a double bye and even a regular season conference title. And while you're disappointed, maybe, Pat, not to achieve that, at the same time, it was not that long ago that something like that would have been a pipe dream. What's it tell you about the senior class that they've won 76 games overall, including 61 in the last 3 seasons?
Tim, you've done your homework. There's no doubt. And that's why I say we can't diminish, because we hit some speed bumps down the stretch here, what this group has done. I mean, to get 3 byes in 3 consecutive years for Penn State is monumental. It's huge. And you know what? When I first took over the job, we were, you know, 14-13, 14-13-12. So where this group has taken us, and again, the stage that they've put us on for consistency and sustainability, people know Penn State has basketball. Isn't that exciting? And it's maybe take some pressure off of James Franklin a little bit. But everybody's excited that we've got a good team, a good group. Our attendance was skyrocketing. So a lot of positives. So, again, let's celebrate the successes and what we've done overall. Let's not focus on just the ending.
Now, what's better than that, Pat? You can take a little bit of heat off the football coach at Penn State. I love it. Now, you mentioned Lamar Stevens. He was named a consensus first-team All-Big Ten player earlier this week. You made this statement about him, quote, "He put us on the map. He's going to leave an impact on these players in that locker room because now they have somebody to look up to," end quote. It's really high praise. What makes him so special and so unique to you and the program?
You know, first of all, he chose us over some big-time programs. So here's a guy who thinks a little differently, maybe a little bit of an outlier to say, okay, I might not go to one of these blue bloods or one of these top 25 programs. I'm going to go there because I want to blaze my own path. And realizing how hard it was going to be, it was probably 10 times harder than he thought, for sure. But to be able to do what he has done, not only on the court but off the floor, he's been the face of the program. His leadership has been outstanding this year. What a vote of confidence he gave the program when he said, you know what, I'm not going to start my professional clock. I'm going to come back because I believe in the staff. I believe in the coach. I believe in the guys in that locker room. We're going to do something special. And you can't take that away from him, because he has done something special for the last 4 years, specifically this year. Look, he was most outstanding player 2 years ago for the NIT championship, where we felt like we were an NCAA tournament team. We didn't get the nod. And then we lose a couple players and we take a step back. But I also thought those shared experience have helped us take steps forward.
We're talking Penn State basketball. Head coach Pat Chambers, my guest. You know, Pat, of course, it's a program that has not always had a ton of success, but there is a story from back when you were an assistant with Jay Wright at Villanova. He asked you if you'd ever be interested in coaching at Penn State. You told him that was actually your dream job. What was it about Penn State that made you feel that way?
you've done your homework. It goes back to my childhood. I had 3 siblings, 2 brothers and a sister, go to Penn State, and Penn State was everywhere. You know, the vanilla uniforms, the black spikes, you know, I was able to go to Rec Hall to see a basketball game. So for me, it was kind of in the blood, and I always went to the games. I was always up there for Saturdays, not always, but enough. As you're a young child, a young boy growing up, and you're going to games and going to Penn State with your older brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest of 12, if you didn't know that. So, you know, I just felt like when Jay and I were together, he was going to visit Coach Paterno, and I was like, you know what, this would be the ideal place for me because I know so much about the place, and I watch their success and how they get things done. And now I just wanted to be a part of it.
We're talking to Pat Chambers. You know, Pat, you mentioned the NIT in 2018, and now you're in a spot where you've won 21 regular season games. You went 11-9 in conference play. I know there is still work to be done. I know you're focused on tomorrow night, but you're on the verge of getting your ticket punched officially. What would it mean, and what would it feel like to hear your name called on Sunday and be in the NCAA tournament?
You know what, Jim? It's going to be incredible. I couldn't be more proud of the staff, especially the guys who have been with me for 9 years, everything we've been to, so many learning experiences about life, about persistence, about faith, you name it. And then these players, the players that chose to come here, who believed in us and who believed in what we're doing, and who had a vision for what this program was, you know, supposed to look like. And now you're finally there at the apex to hear your name, Penn State, whatever the bracket's going to be, whatever the seed's going to be versus whoever, first time in, you know, since 2011, fifth time in whatever 50 or 60 years. I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment. Everybody that's involved in this program. And you know what? I want to give a thanks to Sandy Barber. She stuck with me when a lot of other people may have gone a different direction, and you couldn't blame her, but she saw our culture. She saw what a family atmosphere we had. She saw the player development and graduating our players and, you know, all encompassing what we're doing. You just mentioned the coaches versus cancer thing. All that adds up, and that's what a coach has to do today. So to hear our name on Sunday is going to be a huge thrill for all Penn Staters.
You bet. Pat Chambers, my guest. Pat, one of the things in watching you coach, in listening to you right now, it's very clear how deep your passion is for this profession, for the craft. But as some people might know, you did not start out in coaching. If you don't mind, I just want to talk to you for a moment about where your life changed. I want to be extremely respectful about this because it's really terrifying. You were working for your family printing business, and you were coaching high school basketball on the side. And the story goes that you were out one night and you were attacked by a man who stabbed you in the neck with a broken wine glass, yet you've called that a blessing in disguise. What do you mean by that, Pat?
I'll take it a step further for you, Jim. It was the best thing that's ever happened to me. And as you look back, and I know that's strange to say, and one day you and I can sit down and actually talk about it. I know you got some Penn Staters working for you. Look, I had a great life and I was doing some great things. But this incident, I got stabbed, and it just, my whole mindset changed. Not that I was a bad human being, I wasn't. It just changed in what was important to me. And what was important to me was giving back. Basketball was so powerful in my life for so many years. There was something missing. And don't get me wrong, I was successful. I was doing very well in the family business. But there was something, again, there was a void. And I gave it all up. And again, timing is everything. That perspective, after getting stabbed, I had to reflect on what was important, where my life wanted to lead. So I gave it all up, and I was at the right place at the right time. Again, fortunately, that Jay Wright decides he has a director of operations spot open. And, you know, I was coaching Wayne Ellington, who's in the NBA forever, ended up going to Carolina, and Gerald Henderson, who went to Duke. I helped recruit those guys and coach those guys in high school. But again, Jay Wright took a chance on me and gave me a shot, and the rest is kind of history. But during that reflection, during that time, man, it really shaped me who I am. Look, I got a second chance at life. So every day I wake up, it's not hard to wake up for me. I get up at 5:45 and I'm shot out of a cannon. I don't even need the coffee. I have it anyway because I need time to think and reflect. But I am shot out of a cannon because I got a second chance, and that's why I have a positive attitude, and that's how I approach life, and that's how I approach this team, and that's how I approach every day. And I think if you can do that, you know, you're going to lead a more fuller, gratifying or a life of gratitude to help you have, you know, a wonderful, happy existence.
So appreciate you sharing that story, Pat, and I appreciate you very much. Before you go, so you get that opportunity from Jay Wright, who is just an all-timer. There's nobody like Jay Wright. He's one of one. What did you learn from your time with Jay Wright?
The holistic approach to everything. I didn't realize it wasn't just basketball and recruiting. It was more. It was being a CEO of a huge million-dollar business, from the university and fundraising to community and charity and recruiting and X's and O's and your staff and the staff that's the second layer out. Just everything that I watched a man, you know, stand on a cafeteria table to get people engaged to come out to games. And that was early in his tenure there. Obviously, he doesn't have to do that anymore. They have lines upon lines. But I learned so much from the man. And obviously, organization, detail, being relentless, being being there for your players, relationships. I think that's another thing that really has helped me. Jay and I have a great relationship. We just texted the other day. Had a good laugh together. But his impact on me, that will never go away. He's the guy who gave me the chance after one of the most horrific incidents in my entire life.
Such an amazing story. Penn State, 21-10, 11-9. They are the sixth seed in the Big Ten tournament. They get the winner of Indiana-Nebraska tomorrow night. It's all right in front of them. He is the head coach there, the recipient of the 2019 Coaches v. Cancer Collegiate Champion Award. Pat, I'm so glad we finally came together, and I'm going to take you up on that. I would love to sit down and talk further with you about your program, your approach, and your life. I'll take you up on that for sure, Pat.
Please do, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, Pat, great talking to you. Good luck. And I'll be watching closely. Looking forward to doing it again. That's how you close the show, too. Pat Chambers, you know, just one more thing about that horrific attack. He said, quote, "You almost lose your life. Your perspective changes." He told this to the Philadelphia Inquirer. "Your perspective changes when I was blessed enough to wake up that next morning without my front teeth and with 1,000 stitches.